Here we are at the 1st of October, and it's time to start thinking about increasing our wheat seeding rates. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk-Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace counties. I deliver unbiased, research-based information to you for you to apply it on your farm. Now, since we're here in the first week of October, we need to start thinking about increasing our wheat seeding rates. Now, you've probably heard that statement for years, but why do we recommend increasing your wheat seeding rate? This is to help make up for the reduced number of fall tillers and the less extensive root systems that the later planted wheat will have. For Northwest Kansas, we recommend increasing your wheat seeding rate 10 pounds per week starting that first week of October. This recommendation is based on starting with 50 to 60 pounds during the optimal planting time of September 10th through the 30th. So the first week of October, we would increase that wheat seeding rate to 60 to 70 pounds per acre. So what does that equate to in seeds per acre? Well, if we have wheat seed with 15,000 seeds per pound, and you normally plant at 60 pounds per acre, then you're planting roughly 900,000 seeds per acre. So if we increase that to 70 pounds per acre, you would be planting 1,050,000 seeds during that first week of October. Now, if you need some help converting to get your seeds per acre, I have a chart posted on our K-State Sunflower District Agronomy website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. It even lets you put in your own data to generate your seeds per acre. I generally use 15,000 seeds per pound if I do not know the exact count. I looked through some data that I've collected from wheat samples, and the average over the last 4 years is roughly 15,200 seeds per pound. However, if you're planting certified seed, that number is right there on your label, so you know exactly how many seeds per pound your wheat will have. Finally, the highest seeding rates we should go in western Kansas is 90 pounds per dry land and 120 pounds for irrigated. This is no matter how late we are drilling wheat. You may also need to increase your seeding rates in no-till situations with fresh, heavy residue. This is to ensure that there is enough seeds with good seed-to-soil contact. The situation that I'm most worried about is in no-till going back into fresh corn stalks, particularly because the residue is fresh and harder to cut through, and it seems like we don't always have the greatest conditions. In this situation, I would increase the seeding rate by 10 to 15 pounds to help account for those seeds that are not in the best seed-to-soil contact situation. So let's recap. Be ready to start increasing your seeding rates this week for wheat. We recommend increasing your seeding rates by 10 pounds per week. This is to a maximum of 90 pounds of wheat on dry land and 120 pounds on irrigated wheat. If you're planting on seeds per acre, you can figure this out by the interactive chart that I have posted on the K-State Sunflower District Agronomy website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. If you have any other questions, please get a hold of me, Jeannie Falk-Jones, at the K-State Sunflower District Extension offices in Sharon Springs, Goodland, or St. Francis, or on the K-State Experiment Station in Colby. You can also follow me on Facebook to see what I'm finding out in the field at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy, or you can follow me on Twitter at Crops with Jeannie.